Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, during the recent cattle industry convention in Nashville, the NCBA's Live Cattle Marketing Committee met to talk about recent market disparities and what can be done on a grassroots level to find industry as well as market-driven solutions. Bozeman, Montana cattle producer Jim Fryer is the committee's chairman and talked with me about the committee's work.
Today was really a good demonstration of kind of everyone coming together, you know, after the last arduous year and a half. Many of us put in 20, 30 hours of work per week just on NCBA issues last spring with COVID. But from those times, now we're seeing the fruits of that labor. So really some of the issues we talked about were supporting packer capacity, expansion, and some of the bills that are in the House and the Senate that are to address those issues and try to make sure we get the capacity we need for the supplies we have.
Andy says they also put forth a new resolution and directive which pertains to CME Group live cattle and feeder cattle future contract price limits. Certainly a lot of work being done here of late in the area of cattle markets by industry groups both near and far, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.